Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are wondering about, and I want to talk with you about it today. Maybe you've looked at your 5 or 6-year-old and thought, why doesn't my child have a strong passion yet? Why don't they stick with anything? And I want you to know something right away. You are not alone in this wondering, and more importantly, what you're seeing is actually something quite beautiful. Let me tell you what the magic book has taught me about this. When a child at this age is trying lots of different things, exploring many activities, showing curiosity about the whole wide world without settling on just one thing, that's not a problem. That's actually a sign of a wonderfully open, curious mind that's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing at this stage of development. You see, research from child development experts shows us something fascinating. At ages 5 and 6, children are active learners who are constantly taking in information through play, through relationships, through every interaction with their environment. The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us that play is essential for all children, and it's through this playful exploration that young children discover what captivates them. Here's what I want you to understand. Some children at this age are still in what experts call an exploratory phase. They're sampling various activities, trying different things, seeing what the world has to offer. And this is completely, wonderfully, beautifully normal development. In fact, children who explore widely at this age often develop richer, more creative thinking later on. Think about it this way. Your child is like a little explorer, walking through a vast garden of possibilities. They stop to smell this flower, they touch that leaf, they watch a butterfly, they listen to a bird. They're not ignoring the garden, they're experiencing all of it. And that's exactly what their growing brain needs right now. The research shows us that children's motivation to learn increases when they experience a sense of belonging, purpose, and agency in their environments. What does that mean? It means that when we give children the freedom to explore what interests them, without pressure to commit to one thing, we're actually supporting their natural development beautifully. Now, I know this can feel worrying sometimes. Maybe you see other children who seem so focused on soccer or art or dinosaurs, and you wonder if your child is falling behind. But here's the truth the magic book wants you to know. Every child's journey of discovering their interests is unique and unfolds in its own perfect timing. Educational experts describe something called a spark-ignite fan progression. First, children encounter various possibilities. That's the spark. Then they engage more deeply with what captures their attention. That's igniting the spark. And finally, they develop sustained interest through continued exploration. That's fanning the flame. Your child might still be in that beautiful spark phase, and that is exactly where they need to be. So what can you do to support your child during this exploratory time? First, provide rich, varied opportunities for exploration. Let them try different activities, visit new places, meet different people, experience diverse things. You're not looking for them to find the thing, you're simply opening doors and letting them peek inside. Second, celebrate their curiosity. When they show interest in something, even if it's brief, honor that. Oh, you noticed that bird. Tell me what you saw. You're curious about how this works? Let's explore that together. Every curiosity is a seed of potential interest. Third, and this is so important, resist the urge to push them toward a specific passion. Your job isn't to find their interest for them. Your job is to create an environment where their natural interests can emerge authentically. And here's something wonderful. We have a story in the Book of Inara that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Secret Language of Morning Birds, and it's about two friends, Lucas and Ella, who each have very different interests. Lucas loves historical knowledge, and Ella loves scientific observation. At first, they worry that their unique interests won't fit in, but then something magical happens. When they combine their different interests during a community bird count, they discover secrets that only they can find together. This story teaches children, and us as parents, that interests develop naturally and uniquely for each person. It shows that every interest is valuable and contributes something special. And it reminds us that the things that capture our attention, even if they seem random or don't fit together yet, are all part of discovering who we are. After you read this story with your child, you can help them notice and celebrate the small things that catch their attention. Maybe they're fascinated by how clouds move one day, and interested in how ants work together the next day, and curious about music the day after that. All of that is beautiful exploration. The research is so clear on this. Children who are given freedom to explore diverse activities in supportive environments naturally develop interests that are authentic and intrinsically motivating. That means the interests come from within them, not from external pressure. And those are the interests that last. So tonight, when you look at your child, I want you to see them differently. Don't see a child without focus. See a child with an open, curious mind that's discovering what the world offers. See a child who is exactly where they need to be in their development. See a child who is learning that the world is full of interesting things, and that's a wonderful foundation for a lifetime of learning. You're doing beautifully, my friend. Your child is doing beautifully. And this exploratory phase, it's not something to fix. It's something to celebrate and support with your loving presence. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.